there is a real challenge, and we are seeing this debt servicing cost continuing to rise. And during the year, they'll really need to be monitoring very carefully whether they are able to start turning that decline in revenue down and start raising it again, or they'll middle of next year be having to have another supplementary budget to sort of cut back on the expenditure allocations again.
I noticed there's some interesting nationalistic elements to this budget. Tariff increases and a capital fund or a stimulus package, which involves a capital investment, like providing risk capital to agricultural investors. What do you think of those measures?
Well, certainly the government's recognised that, as I say, it's not getting the revenue, and the revenue is not reliable from the extractive sector. It's been over-dependent there, in a way, over-expecting, and so it's really recognising it's time to focus on diversification, and obviously agriculture provides employment for the bulk of the population. We have had real problems in the past when funds have been trying to go to agriculture with major misuse of funds, what we call paper farmers or Waigani farmers who haven't actually got anything agricultural in the ground. There is a real risk that we will repeat some of that, even if the mechanisms are more accountable this time round. Yeah, putting in tariffs can be obviously problematic. People can put in reciprocal tariff impositions on PNG's own exports if we're not careful, if we're putting 30% tariff imports from other countries.
And PNG is meant to have a tariff reduction program.
Yes, well, that's obviously been put on hold, and clearly these tariff increases are going on milk products. I haven't been spotted exactly what's there for rice, but clearly the government's trying to commission out and provide finance for three major operators for rice. We haven't heard, they say that they've already identified who they'll be. Obviously, presumably, Trukai is this sort of the major trader will be one of them, but we're not quite sure who the others are. Clearly, it's important that the costs of living for Papua New Guineans are not pushed up, because rice is a staple crop, and protecting domestic producers is a risky business and challenging, and would transfer money from Papua New Guinean consumers to the businesses that we're investing in that activity. So it's a major capital investment. Yes, it's government's giving an emphasis on setting the right environment for private investors, but if the government is then providing equity for specific activities, it's the government trying to pick winners, and the government tends not to be very good at picking winners. So maybe better to let the farmers decide what is best, while making sure that the government provides quality roads, airstrips, ports, law and order. And it's really strange that law and order, as police and justice attorney general, have had their budgets cut. Yep, I don't think we've really tackled our law and order problems in this country. So, better setting those basic public goods and services rather than trying to select winners and put capital in.
In previous years, you know, there's been an issue of whether the government's been really honest about its debt, and also whether it's been realistic about its assumptions for servicing that debt or consolidating that debt. Have they got it right this year?
Well, they're certainly acknowledging since this sort of supplementary budget that they went above the 30% allowable level of debt to GDP, and that they adjusted the ceiling to 35, supposedly on a temporary basis. There would be others who argue that the actual debt level, if you include contingent liabilities and, you know, including debts to superannuation funds and so on, is actually markedly above that level. So it is, when it comes to things like trying to issue a sovereign bond to the markets, it is critical that we are totally open and transparent with what the budget situation, including the debt situation, is, because if those who are investing in this alternative financing mechanism suspect that actually the risks and the debts are higher than we're actually stating, then they're going to apply a higher premium than the 5% or less that the Treasury Secretary would like to be, and which, as he indicated, Mongolia was able to secure.